Mr. Stewart provided an update on the recent activity at the La Soufriere volcano. He said only a few volcanic earthquakes were recorded.
Okay, well, the last 24 hours has been quiet, as have several 24-hour periods. There's really nothing to report. There's just a few volcanic earthquakes and no other activity and no lahars either. So it's been a relatively quiet 24 hours.
Mr. Stewart said the volcano team will continuously monitor the activity going forward. He said a new team will be in place shortly to continue the work.
No special plans. We just continue to monitor. We have some colleagues here from the UK who will be doing some field work, and we'll be supporting them. We'll support. I'm not sure what the UN team are doing, but we support them if necessary. But really, we're getting ready for a handover. I'm due to leave on Friday, and we've got other people coming in taking over as the scientific team lead. So preparation for the handover is really what we're doing at the moment.
And the volcano seismologist reiterated that people should refrain from entering the red zones because it is still unsafe.
People should not be in the red zone. And, you know, we see videos or photographs online of people hiking, and it's terrible. It scares me because the deposits are still hot at depth, and there could be terrible accidents if people are in there. If people go to these places, they're not only endangering their own lives, they're endangering the lives of the rescue personnel who will have to come and rescue them if there's been an accident. So really strongly tell people they should not be going exploring because it is not safe at the moment.
Volcano seismologist Roderick Stewart. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere volcano update.